the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Free Beer, Hot Wings. Joe is here now.
Yola.
Stephen Kelly. Mm-hmm. Joe, were you late because you had to go to Backpack Town and get both backpacks to bring into work? How long are you going to be here?
Oh, man. Well, it's my only lunch cooler.
That's a backpack?
That's a lunch? Yeah. That's a lunch.
For everyone, or
it's a pretty.
I mean, it could
do you bring
be.
Both of those every day, and I just never paid attention.
No. Oh, okay. Just that you could put a case. You could put a case in that, like a case of beer or a case of soda or whatever. Like that's a big backpack.
Yeah, I know. Go big or go home.
Yeah, you came in like you were getting ready to hike the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I can hike anything right now.
And my next question was going to be about your back and your posture. Both seem a little bit off.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Did you do it again? I spent a lot of time hanging upside down yesterday and hopped up on Mexican Flexeril.
What did it this time? Did you just like turn weird or bend weird? Or
did you flip a sheet while making the bed? Something?
I think it was old roller coaster, honestly.
Oh, like, yeah, from the theme
weekend?
Park.
Like,
oh.
I rode an old roller coaster.
Oh,
one
that
of the wooden ones?
Did you ride the wooden one?
That
one is really bumpy. Mm-hmm.
It was, practically the second oldest one there. And so, yeah, it knocks you around a little. Like, it didn't just happen yesterday, but it started getting tight yesterday. And then, yeah.
You think it's the roller coaster, not the five backpacks?
Well, I just got my second backpack yesterday, so it couldn't have been that. It just came in a box.
Are you in backpack transition phase right now? You haven't yet moved everything from the old to the new?
No, my old one is not a cooler. My new one is a cooler.
Why is it such a big cooler?
It's just what I have.
Did you bring a whole chicken?
I think what's going on with this?
Well, because I mean, most people, if they just want to bring like a small lunch, would bring a very small cooler. You bought the biggest cooler, and
it's not the biggest cooler. The cooler I
had
at home,
bigger
that's
backpack?
Not a backpack, is the bigger cooler.
The biggest cooler in this
that's
room.
About, that's about the biggest backpack cooler I've seen.
Why didn't you get some bungee cords and get a Coleman cooler or one of those big Yetis and just strap it to your back like a camel?
I like this cooler. Mm. I just got it yesterday in the mail, and it's pretty fine.
I know. I mean, everybody always wants to bring their new cooler to school, but
yeah, no kidding.
Well, I plan on spending a whole
totally
day
like my
not
kids.
In bed today, so I brought that.
What kind of, how many Lunchables?
14. Yeah, and I have room for 14 more. That's what sold me on it.
It's a bag that can be filled at Costco.
It's a 28-pack cooler.
Lunchable.
Excuse me, sir. How many Lunchables can I fit in this?
So is your
oh my God, I saw a Lunchable commercial the other day. The fact that any parent fed their kids pizza Lunchables in the 90s is insane.
Oh, they do
but
it
those
now.
Were the best ones.
You can still get those things.
You try feeding your kids for a while, you get pretty desperate. You're like, you'll
feed
eat
them
this.
Anything.
Steve, take a bag of sugar to school. I don't care.
Pull up the pizza Lunchable commercial. It looks so sad. There was a kid going, I want pizza for lunch. And the mom gives him a brown bag, and then finally, Lunchables. You can now take a piece of cardboard, put ketchup on it with some
plastic
pepperoni
cheese.
And plastic cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is from 1996.
If this
so
is,
hopefully this is...
I'm sure it's the one that I saw.
It has enough. The F word in it.
Yeah. It was okay.
All day, you got to do what they say.
That's not it, I don't think.
But lunchtime is all yours.
So he printed off a photo of a pizza.
That's why there's Lunchables Pizza from Oscar Mayer.
This is animated and wrapped,
by
the way.
Make your own. Three real pizza crusts, sauce, all the toppings. No need to eat it, no matter how.
No, real pizza crust. I mean, anything can be called a real pizza crust if you put toppings on it.
Here's a real pizza crust. It's my laptop. Dell pizza crust.
Make pizza muffins, and I used English muffins with pizza on it in college. I called them pizza. They were not.
Okay, I got it.
See, they went animated because they couldn't legally show their real product.
Humans weren't
pizza.
Allowed to eat it yet.
Yeah. This is a real
video. Another day, this is another hope. Another sandwich.
Oh. That's me.
What is pizza? What?
Except the lunch that never came.
I remember this commercial.
You know, pizza would be really good. Oh.
We got the hint. Presenting Lunchables Pizza. Three real crusts with all the toppings. Fun to make and eat. No need to heat.
Pizza. It's a soft cracker.
Lunchables brand pizza.
Okay, who ate the most?
Is it pizza?
Lunch will never be the same.
I never wanted to get hot lunch. And as a picky adult eater, no surprise, worse when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So eventually I broke my mom's spirit. You know, they grow gardens with fresh vegetables and everything else.
Yeah, you lived on a farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 year for lunch, I would take those cheese and crackers things with the little red knife.
Candy snacks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my side dish, and my main entree was a piece of bread that had been buttered in the morning. And then, so it didn't soak into the bread, she would send me a pill bottle of honey that I would dump on it at lunch.
Oh, my God. Okay, that is weird. That is very strange.
A honey sandwich, and then my cheese and crackers, and then I would sell the leftover cheese to someone, and they would eat it with the spoon, and they would give me a quarter, which I would then use for chocolate milk.
You just wanted the crackers, but not the cheese.
Just a light spread of cheese.
I once got yelled at.
That'd be like the lightest spread of cheese.
Basically the essence of cheese.
Yeah, there's never enough cheese.
There's never enough cheese for a normal
person. Well, that's why
person.
I would sell the cheese to other people so I could have a chocolate milk, which I wasn't allowed to have.
Also, I once got yelled at by...
You got to wash down your honey butter with something else.
Yeah, you got to balance it out with something less sugary.
So, yeah.
I once got yelled at for not using the red stick for just dipping my crackers in there by a kid named Artie.
What were you using, your red stick?
I was. Nope. I used just the cracker, and he went, "You're supposed to use the red stick." I vividly remember that.
You got shame.
Mind your business, Artie.
Seriously. Yeah. It was the same year that Sherry with the cleft palate coughed up the biggest wad of phlegm I've ever seen and ruined lunch for me for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. That's something.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm glad you got the 28.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Lunchables.
So were you late because of the Lunchables?
Yeah, were you packing?
Probably.
Is that why you were late? Were you up plenty early, but you couldn't get enough food to fill your bag, and you had to run to the store? Your feed bag?
Oh man,
I only have
25 Lunchables.
I can't go with an empty set.
Oh, it's going to rattle around unless I get the last three.
Or did you oversleep because of too much Mexican Flexerol?
I'm thinking that's probably
the one.
I was in bed all day yesterday. I never nap, and I napped. And then I slept, and that's pretty much my day. That's it. An episode of Goldberg's, a text to my neighbor saying, "Can you let Clarence out?" And boom.
You couldn't get out of bed?
No, today.
That's what I thought. I thought, you were wrecked.
Because in my mind, Clarence is laying on the bed right next to you. You still texted your neighbor. You texted your neighbor, "Can you come let Clarence out?"
The first thing I did today was pull the sheet over me, and I realized Clarence was on it. And I'm like, "Give me the sheet." And then I looked, and I'm like, "Huh." I turned my machine off, my CPAP, and it said, like, 8 something, and I was like, that doesn't make sense for the time that I set my alarms. 8 something, like 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it's bright out.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Morning.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.